Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and today is Monday, January 4th, the day after the Texans took care of the Patriots 34-27 to close out 2009 at 9-7. Quarterback Matt Schaub answered questions from the media after that victory. He's very happy with the way his team closed out the season.
So it's 27-13 in the fourth quarter, and what were you saying on the bench? What were you thinking?
When we get the ball back, we got to go score. You know, we just got to keep working. We're playing a good team. We had some opportunities in the third quarter. You know, we hurt ourselves. We had the turnover that resulted in a touchdown. You know, down there we missed some opportunities in the red zone. But we just got to keep working. We just keep fighting, and we were able to execute some plays and make some plays and convert.
How did you feel about after Jacoby dropped the ball, was intercepted? You kept coming back to him. You kept making
absolutely. Play. I told him, I was like, you know, the way the game was going, and the way the coverages were working to Andre and everything, that we were going to have some other guys need to make some plays, and that was going to come right back to him because he is a dynamic receiver and a guy that can make plays for us. I told him, I'm going to come right back to him and just make the plays, and he did that. And I told him that thereafter, you know, near the end of the game before we had to afford the kneel down, I told him that, you know, he did a heck of a job coming back mentally and getting past it.
What does it mean to you, Matt? You know, there was all the talk you couldn't stay healthy. Now you stayed healthy. 16 games, you may lead the league in yards. What does this mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, obviously I couldn't be standing here playing all 16 games if I didn't have some help. And I had some guys that really fought all year and played hard up front and really gave me the time and the protection to stand back there and make plays. But it means a lot to fight through the whole season and be there for my guys and be out there and you know, come back after a disappointing first 12 games and get back to 9-7 and win our last four.
What did it mean to you to have Foster running the ball away as the last two games?
It was huge. You know, you could see that we were still able to make some plays in our play-action game, but he ran hard. But he only goes as far as those five and you know six guys with the tight end included up front, block for him, Vontae leading the way. And, you know, that's a stout group up front, much like Miami was, and we were able to open up some holes, and he got fought for every single yard.
When they were when they went up by 14, did y'all say anything? Did you talk to the offensive guys on the bench?
Said, let's go get a touchdown, and we went down and got it. You know, there's not much to say at that point. You know, you can say and you can rah-rah and you can say all you want, but you just got to go out there and do it. And we were moving the ball all day. We were moving the ball, getting first downs, but once we got down inside the 25, we were hurting ourselves. You know, it's just about converting and executing the plays, and, you know, you can only say so much.
When Gary says up-tempo, I know obviously that means you got an extra receiver in there, but does that mean you move, do everything faster?
You try to. You get in and out of the huddle quick. You try and get the play in quick so you can get out of the huddle, get up, identify, maybe quick count, and beat the other team to the punch when they're trying to identify your formations. You know, we do a lot formationally and with motions to kind of, you know, keep the defense guessing and having to make calls. And, you know, it's easy stuff for us, but it's tough on them. So we try to just get in and out of the huddle and keep the pace. And you get in a rhythm as an offense, and we're an offense that really, when we get in rhythm, we can really go and we can put up some yards and points, and we did that in the fourth quarter. But it's just really getting in and out of the huddle and getting in the line and running the play.
What were they doing to Andre?
You know, just like everyone else does, they roll a safety. If they're going to play one high, they're going to put the safety shaded to his side to just give the corner some help and then single up everywhere else. But, you know, they're just going to help out the corner with the safety. You know, there's only so many things you can do to a receiver, but that's what we see all the time.
Matt, congratulations on a big win. Being the top-rated quarterback in the NFL, and not making the Pro Bowl, does that make you have more of a tendency to play with a chip on your shoulder?
I think, yeah, it does. You know, you come out, you want to prove yourself every week in this league, and that's what you play for. You play for respect, and you play for that, and you play to win. And obviously, you know, we're 9-7. We, you know, in our eyes, you know, we want to be better than that. You know, we lost some games early in the year that we should win, and we know that, but we fought back the last 4 weeks, and, you know, we're making ourselves known down here in Houston and getting that respect, I feel, across the league as a team because we're improving and we're getting better.
What do you think you proved about Matt Schaub this year?
That I can stay healthy for 16 games, like you asked earlier, but, you know, that, you know, when we're all healthy as a group, and me in particular, leading the offense, you know, the good things are happening. We can make a lot of plays. We can put some points up. We can put some yards up, and we have a lot of weapons, and we can do some real good things here as a team.
Matt, the Patriots defensively, was it what you usually or what you saw on film? Did they do anything differently? That, you know, I'm speaking to how hard they might have been trying to win because of, you know, personnel wise they were doing a lot of different things. How about defensively, scheme wise?
They were doing a lot of stuff that we expected and what they've shown on film. You know, they weren't doing much differently. You know, they're a team that's been doing it for a number of years, and they're one of the best in the business. And so they weren't really going to change a lot coming down here to play us. But, you know, so we faced a real good group, and we were able to execute and win in the end.
What does it mean to you to get the win, though? I mean, you know, everyone's always asking about rah-rah and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, privately within your group, you're a lot more vocal than you are with us.
Well, it means a ton to win the game. You know, it gets us to 9-70, the first winning team in franchise history. You know, it keeps us in the hunt. We sit back, see what happens. We might be able to get in the playoffs. But anytime you can win in this league, it's so hard that it's very rewarding. And, you know, beat a team at the end of the year, like the New England Patriots, it's huge for us. You know, going into hopefully the playoffs, but if not, you know, moving forward.
Also talking at the podium after the win over New England was Andre Johnson, the wide receiver. For the first time in his career as a Texan, can say that his ball club went 9-7, and he was pretty happy about that fact.
So how's it feel to be part of a winning team for the first time since college?
It feels great. They didn't convert the fourth down, you know, I just started yelling. You know, it was like a sigh of relief. You know, this is something, you know, I've been working for since I've been here, you know, to try to put yourself in a position to get in the playoffs, and, you know, hopefully everything will work out for us.
How crazy was that fourth quarter, and can you just kind of talk about your emotions when y'all were down by 14 points?
Well, you have to play a full 60 minutes in the game. You never know what can happen. And by us getting that turnover, you know, it was very big. We were able to go down and score points. So, you know, we knew early in the game we had two times where we were in the red zone, and we had an interception, ran back for a touchdown, and the missed field goal. And, you know, those are things that you don't want to happen. I mean, you know, those are things that, you know, guys don't go out there and do on purpose, but it was part of the game. And, you know, we were just determined we were going to play a full 60 minutes.
How's it feel to be you and Jerry Rice being the only guys to lead the league 2 years in a row since the merger in 1970?
I mean, it's a great accomplishment. You know, I really don't know who has done what, you know, as far as, you know, stats and everything like that. So, you know, when you guys tell me about it, you know, that's, you know, pretty much when I find out about it. To be mentioned with Jerry Rice, I mean, the greatest receiver that ever played the game is a tremendous honor. And for me to be mentioned with him, I mean, it's a tremendous honor to me. So.
How good was it to get contributions from so many different people on offense today?
Well, we knew in order to beat the Patriots, that we were going to have contributions from everybody. Because they line up, they give you some crazy looks on defense. And we knew that we were able to protect Matt. You know, at times, you know, you can find some holes in defense. And, you know, it worked out for us today. So, I mean, we got the win. That's all that mattered.
Andre, how were you physically on those last couple of drives? You seemed to be coming in and out of the lineup a couple of times those last few minutes of the game.
Well, I got kind of winded, you know. I'm out there every play of the game. And, you know, you're just trying to do everything you can to help your team. And, you know, I didn't want to hurt my team by being on the field, and I was a little winded. So, you know, and then on one of the plays, I took a helmet to my hip. And, you know, I just came out. You know, it was bothering me, but I came out for a couple plays.
You had Sean Springs covering you for most of the game, but then on that 3rd-and-12 conversion, you had a different player, Jonathan Wilhite. Was that the matchup you guys were looking for? Did you see that right away with Matt?
Well, we really wasn't looking for a matchup. I mean, I just think that, you know, the play that was called was the perfect call for the coverage that they were playing. I don't think that just because Sean Springs wasn't on me that Matt didn't throw the ball. You know, I think if Sean Springs was out there and he played that same coverage, Matt would still throw the ball to me. So.
Jacoby said it was such an emotional game. He threw up 8 times before the game, during the game. Did you throw up any?
Throw up?
Throw up, yeah. Vomit.
Nah.
Did you see him throwing up?
Who?
Jacoby threw up 8 times.
Nah, I ain't see that. I don't throw up for a game.
Yeah, before the game and during the game, he threw up 8 times.
Something wrong. He needs to get checked out.
How did you feel with after he let that ball get away, was returned, and he came back and made a lot of big plays? Did you say anything to him after that to keep him up?
Well, I talked to Jacoby a lot, and you know, that time when that play happened, I didn't go say anything to him because, you know, I've told him a lot, and I really wanted to see how he would bounce back from it. And I think that he did, you know, what he bounced back from. You know, in past times, I go over to him like, hey, you know, you need to come back and make a play, you know, for us to win the game. And, you know, I didn't want to, you know, put any pressure on him, you know, just because a bad play happened. So, you know, I just said to myself, all the other guys were going up to him, but I just said to myself, I was like, I'm not going to say nothing to him. I'm going to let him just play and, you know, just see how he responds to it. And the way he responded, I mean, he responded very well.
Hey, Drake, can you talk about the stigma of not having played on a winning team up until this point? How did it affect you in dealing with other players around the league? I know you hear from them all during the offseason. Just how will that change, do you feel?
I don't think it will change. You see guys that win Super Bowls and things like that. And, you know, I have friends that have won Super Bowls, so that's something you want to be a part of. You know, you want that experience. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, sit there and you talk about football and, you know, you're home early and all your friends are in the postseason, you know, and things like that. So it's hard because you want to be out there playing. But, you know, right now we have a chance. And, you know, like I said, I just hope it works out for us.
In the locker room after the game, Dante talked a lot about some of the guys like himself and you who've been here a long time from where you were to where you are now. And you and he, after the game, shared a big hug. And I'm just curious what that was like for you to be in a situation you haven't been in before. And what did you guys say to each other there?
You know, we were just telling each other congratulations. It's finally happened where we've had a winning season. You know, because it's been a lot of frustration. I mean, it's been a lot of frustration, and you know, he's a guy that wants to win. You know, I can remember times where he would come in at halftime and he would go crazy, you know, throwing his helmet and things like that. But you know, it's just, you know, looking back on it, it's all coming together. It's, you know, it's all working out.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan. Football team.